This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. In Barack Obama's ever hastening quest to shut down Guantanamo Bay, they are continuing to release detainees. 13 days in the new year and four have already been released, including 40-year-old Mohammed Al-Rahman Al-Shamrani. Al-Shamrani's transfer back to his home country of Saudi Arabia is very troublesome. Gun owners, it's very troublesome because he's already made it clear that killing Americans is going to be his top priority on his release. According to his leaked confidential file, he reportedly told guards on October 14, 2007, the following. He stated, "When I get out of here, I will go to Iraq and Afghanistan and kill as many Americans as I can. Then I will come here and kill more Americans." Then detainee stated, "I love Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar, and if I ever get out of Guantanamo, I will go back to fight the Americans and kill as many as I can." He stated that he hated all Americans and will seek revenge if ever released from Guantanamo. He said that if he is released, he would again participate in jihad against the enemies of Muslims, to include the United States. Detainee is proud of what he's done and what he's willing to do, and anything to fight against enemies of Muslims. Detainee stated he's decided to become more religious because of his dislike of the U.S. and its citizens. Part of his file stated, "If released without rehabilitation, close supervision, and means to successfully reintegrate into his society as a law-abiding citizen, it is assessed detainee would immediately seek out prior associates and reengage in hostilities and extremist support activities at home and abroad." Somehow or another, okay? I'm having trouble speaking because of the stupidity of this, okay? Obama's administration review board, their periodic review board, has determined that he did not pose a continuing significant threat to the United States. Is it any wonder that anybody doesn't get or approve or understand or like the way Obama handles the war on terrorism and his plan to close Guantanamo Bay? Now, additionally, for the 2016 elections, okay, the Democrat presidential candidates, Clinton, Sanders, O'Malley, they're all pro-gun control. Not only do they support the recent executive orders, they want to go well beyond what he's pushing. Sanders said to a cheering audience at a recent Democratic candidate forum, "I absolutely agree with what the president is trying to do with his executive order. I know I'm being attacked as being a stooge for the NRA. Well, some stooge, I have a D-minus lifetime voting record." This is according to Time.com. Then, what's this coming out of? This is BusinessInsider.com. "Today's Clinton's calculus has changed. She has come out this campaign in favor of gun control measures with a vigor that surprised even some Democrats, targeting minorities and urban voters. Without contradicting any of her policy positions from 2008, she's helping shape the national debate about firearms, calling for a national movement to stand up to the NRA and lambasting Republicans for voting against gun control legislation." O'Malley went on to suggest that the repeated mass shootings in America are a national crisis. Marr said the emails that started what would be a major push from O'Malley during his presidential campaign. In it, he pointed to his record on gun control in Maryland, which included passing legislation in 2013 that banned assault weapons, lowered magazine capacity, strengthened state regulations for gun dealers, and required fingerprinting for gun purchases. I proudly hold an F rating from the NRA. When I worked to pass gun control in Maryland, the NRA threatened me with legal action, but I never backed down. The problem here is that Second Amendment voters are very diligent. They're diligent when it comes to voting. This is not going to go unanswered. It is not going to go ignored, to be sure. The last time the Democrats fully embraced gun control into an election year, they lost the House in the historic election of 1994. No one thought it could happen. They embraced gun control again in 2013, and they lost the Senate in 2014. They have convinced themselves that it is a winning issue in 2016. It doesn't surprise me. Okay, they're always looking for that next, that one next law. Because these other laws, it's just not enough. We just need one more. So it just hasn't been done the right way, you see. It hasn't been done the right way. Like communism. Communism hasn't been done the right way either. This is the first presidential election that I can remember where the Democrat presidential candidates openly embraced gun control. Clinton didn't do it. He ran as a Second Amendment-loving moderate. Obama didn't do it. He claimed to support the Second Amendment in both of his elections and didn't embrace gun control as a policy issue until after he was elected to his second term. Secretary Clinton, Senator Sanders, and Governor O'Malley believe they can thread the needle on gun control by focusing on universal background checks. Which is, you know, that's very disingenuous for them to put it that way, because what they're actually calling for is a registry, once again. Now, polls have said that measure, the polls they quote anyway, that measure is wildly popular. Polls do not say that the measure is popular because voters are not aware of the details or the implications. If you go to New York, where nobody can have guns for the most part, and you poll them and say, do you think there should be background checks to buy a gun? They're going to say, yeah, because they don't know. They don't know. Or Maryland or New Jersey. Support for the Second Amendment is at an all-time high. I don't think that a pro-gun control Democratic nominee is going to get very much trust if their whole goal is to infringe upon the Second Amendment, a whole lot. In general, voters trust the NRA more than they trust Congress and the politicians that are running for president. For Sanders and Shillery and O'Malley, it's going to be very hard for them to backtrack this. That part of the equation is not something that we can sit back and ignore. We can no longer ignore this kind of stuff. This has to be fully embraced. It has to be taken on right now. No hesitation. None. So, as we move ahead, okay. And I know what you're thinking, Bill. I'm not gonna vote for somebody that doesn't go along with me on principle. I can't vote. Listen, if the nation falls apart, this is not something you get to stay home from. That's the sad part. It's not something you can opt out of. Do you think the country is going to be given back? Do you believe the country is going to be voluntarily given back to us, to the people? It's not going to happen. We're going to have to take it. We will be right back. boring education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation, in combat or self-defense. Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Creed, are you new to the chat room and I've just never seen you? Or are you new or have I just never seen you there before? Number to get in, 877-807-4048. I'm always on the lookout for the new ninjas. In Austria, which I would not have thought that there was a lot of gun selling going on there, But the number of self-defense weapon sales in Austria has skyrocketed in recent months. And firearm dealers say they know why. Chamber of Commerce Armed Trade spokesman Robert Stiegert said it's clear that people's general sense of unease has increased. The upward trend, in weapons permits and purchases closely follows the November terror attacks in Paris, the reported New Year's Eve sexual assaults in Cologne, Germany, and increasing number of sexual assault cases in Vienna, Austria, according to the local. Through September of 2015, an average of 100 weapon permits were issued in Vienna each month, but that number doubled in October. In November, the number of weapons permits issued in Vienna more than quadrupled, reaching 457 in that month alone. Sigurd said that a good number of the weapon permits were for self-defense items such as pepper spray, blank firing guns, and stun guns. Exact figures were not available. The number of weapons permits issued in the Austrian state of Styria has been rising steadily since last summer, which is when thousands of refugees began pouring across its southeastern border with Slovenia. Vienna gun store owner Franz Dorfner said that the demand has been so high that he sold out of pepper spray and is waiting for another delivery so he can keep selling. Similarly, Constanze Dorn, who owns a hunting shop in Salzburg, said she sold out of pepper spray and had to order hundreds more cans. Most people said they wanted a weapon because they didn't feel safe. Herbert Fuch, police spokesman for the southeast Austrian state of Styria. But Angelica Bresser from the 24-hour women's helpline in Vienna said she recommends that women carry rape alarms since pepper spray and stun guns can sometimes be used against the very victims they're intended to protect. The noise attracts the attention of witnesses and should scare off an attacker. Of course, it's not guaranteed to protect you, but it's important to have something that makes you feel safer. Did you get that? It's important to have something that makes you feel safer. Not that makes you safer. I hear all of this stuff about gun shops, but they're talking about them all buying pepper spray. Okay. Okay. I get it. When the president was talking to the nation about guns, he said he didn't want to take guns from honest people. And then he said that he did. This isn't an abstract theory of gun confiscation. This is what we see Obama practicing every day. This is what he has done before and what he will do again. He began with military veterans. He began with military veterans in the VA. Now we are all of you who are not veterans, you're about to become part of my world. Veterans have trouble for lots of reasons. Some people have sore joints, you know. And the VA is, I don't know. I don't go to the VA. Maybe I should. But a lot of time the VA is not going to do that much for you. I know somebody went, he went to the VA for sore joints and he had trouble sleeping. So they claimed he had post-traumatic stress disorder while he was thinking that only his joints hurt. They sent him to a psychiatrist. Now, in this case, the psychiatrist actually looked at and listened to him. He diagnosed his friend's arthritis and sent him home. Now, today, because he went to a psychiatrist, Obama would want to put that same guy on the FBI database as a prohibited person and barred from owning firearms due to PTSD. And depending on the state where he might live, that guy's entire family might be disarmed. The president said veterans are a threat to this country, and he is willing to take their guns. Then maybe a veteran can hire a lawyer and try to get his guns back. The lawyer has to prove that a veteran is not a danger to himself or others. Sort of like a loss of due process, isn't it? Seems like being guilty until you're proven innocent. Just as with being placed on the no-fly list, there's no defined legal process to get your rights restored once you've been reported to the FBI background check database. I'm almost certain that I would not have taken the oath to defend this country if the U.S. was supposed to work this way. He tried to take the right of self-defense from some veterans and Social Security recipients who were no risk to themselves or others. If you are physically infirm, how do you think that you're not going to be doing MMA if somebody comes in and does a home invasion? You're not going to be doing that. Maybe if you start having trouble moving about, walking about, all this other stuff, maybe you ask somebody to take care of some things for you, like going to the bank. Then you've got somebody managing your money. That's what they'll call it. And then, they're going to assign you a fiduciary. They'll maybe assign the person you've asked to help you to be the fiduciary. But then they're going to turn you into the FBI database because you are now mentally incompetent to own a firearm. Not because you're mentally incompetent at all. They're saying you are. But there's no proof of this. You haven't been diagnosed. You got somebody doing your banking for you. Now you need a fiduciary. Now you're mentally incompetent. You are going to have to get well somehow and maybe take care of your own stuff and then save up enough money again to hire a lawyer to try to get your rights back. I hate it when people are victimized. I hate it when innocent people are victimized and abused. I hate it when they're really victimized by the government. Now, with domestic abuse, there are women that get out there and they'll carry a weapon and they will end their tormentor. And I applaud that. I applaud that. This government is going rogue on its own people. And they can't do it legislatively, so they're going to try to do it one person at a time. You're incompetent. You're incompetent, folks. All of you. I did say there's a bit of a cachet to actually being a veteran. You're all looked at now as mentally incompetent and waiting. And as soon as we can get you on a database and take away your rights, because the president thinks that's a smart thing to do, as soon as we can do that, the United States will be a better place to live. We will be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
One of the things that they like to do, one of the ways they like to push, is if somebody gets out there and proposes something from the Republican side, they want to push it. One of the myths out there is that John McCain, 15 years ago, made a proposal for gun show control. And Obama sort of plans to resurrect that. Now, it is a myth that McCain even proposed a background check, the first in a series of myths that should be explored. The progressive left keeps throwing myths in the way of real gun education and safety and slowing down progress. McCain's plan was to force the closing of gun shows, require prior federal approval of anything broadly defined as a gun show, and it goes downhill from there. Democrats promise one distasteful thing and then deliver something entirely different. Yes, McCain calls himself a Republican in name, but a Democrat just offered that old bill as an example of a good law and complained it was turned down by lobbyist-controlled congressional idiots. No one delivering news reads those things, so it's, you know, up to people like me to throw it out there. One of the things they love to do, one of the myths, and this is a way to throw a bunch of myths out there. The survey says 90% of everyone agrees background checks are good. When John McCain's gun show loophole bill at Senate Bill 890 really proposed was not background checks. His bill would require you to obtain permission to run a gun show, but the feds weren't required to approve one. Number one, perfectly legal gun shows are outlawed without prior federal approval, licensing, and central registration of each show. Is that what 90% agreed to? Number two, centralized federal licensing and registration of every organizer who runs anything broadly defined as a gun show. Number three, centralized federal registration of every vendor, including non-gun vendors at any gun show in the country. So, you know, there's a lot of people that go there like that write books about gun rights and everything. So somebody going there selling books would have to pre-register and prove who they are or face arrest. Number four, centralized federal registration of every person who attends a gun show in America, whether or not they buy or sell anything. You won't be allowed in without registering yourself with the FBI. Does that count as a background check bill that 90% of America would support? It is what Obama likes. Number five, centralized collection of any other information on gun show attendees is determined solely by the Secretary of the Treasury. Number six, imprisonment on conviction for attending a gun show and failing to give up any information required by regulations of the Secretary of the Treasury. Number seven, imprisonment on conviction of any gun show promoter who fails to register a single vendor. Three separate registrations are required, 30 days prior to the show, 72 hours prior to the show, and 5 days after closing, with arrest for noncompliance. That was made clear when 90% of you voted somewhere to vote for the plan, right? Number eight, imprisonment on conviction of gun show promoters who cannot prove they notified every person attending of the new rules. 8 pages of small type legalese, and obtain from attendees any information the Secretary of Treasury mandates by regulation. The bill doesn't say it, but the only way to prove you've done this is to have everyone fill out a form before entering with identifying information and a signature or equivalent. Eye scan, fingerprint. You'll have to be registered in order to be in an assembly where someone is selling constitutionally protected property. That would be guns. Or everyone there is in violation. That's a First Amendment violation. That offends it so intensely that the people proposing it should be subject to recall or censure by more proper authorities, but they're asleep at the wheel. McCain was actually censured by the Arizona Republican Party for it, but nothing happened. This is not some simple background check. President lied about that on TV to the nation. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan, remember? As you read the plan, whether it's written on parchment, you know, or paper, the McCain plan is infringement. The person who swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution who proposes this plan is in violation of the oath of office and earns removal and disgrace. Or somebody can maybe tell me why it isn't. So, Obama, I did not know all the details of that particular little caveat there, and that bothers me a great deal. That bothers me a terrific amount of stuff there. Now, I made some reference earlier to the female American sailor. And, you know, MSNBC's Chris Matthews observed that one of the captured Americans was female. He could have been just being comprehensive in his reporting, but the implication of this detail was the situation was now more urgent. Now, why would that be the way it is? The feminists claim that men and women are equal in all respects. They petulantly decry any male courtesy towards females as a relic of a still oppressive, you know, patriarchy. According to the absolutist equality principle, it should be of no greater concern if a female soldier falls into enemy hands, including those of Islamic terrorists, than if a male does. And as the Pentagon moves to put females into combat units, that abstract ideology has to hold firm, but it's not going to. The enemy capture of female soldiers during a hot war will in fact provoke even greater than usual political pressure to quickly rescue them. Reference Jessica Lynch. Okay? The prospect of a female soldier being raped by our captors, or say merely being beheaded, merely, will sideline all other military considerations. If two platoons are captured, the one with females in it will undoubtedly take precedence in any rescue effort. This will jeopardize unit morale and cohesiveness. And don't expect the feminists to object to this military double standard. Then they will revive the traditional norms of chivalry on a moment's notice in order to play the victim and the sexism cards. It was the feminists who screamed the loudest at Donald Trump's little scuffle with Megyn Kelly during the first Republican debate. She had accused Trump of being a misogynist because of his nasty comments about various celebrity women, most infamously Rosie O'Donnell. But he was not being a misogynist in those early insults. He was being a feminist, treating women and men and women with an equal degree of tastelessness. You got to be able to take it if you want to dish it out. Typical of all feminists, including the Republican ones, Kelly wanted it both ways, crying as sexist a man who publicly derides a woman while purporting to stand for female equality. But if women are equal to men, they should be equally the target of male boorishness, not granted some sort of special protected status. He brushed off Kelly's sanctimonious hectoring, but his refusal to apologize to Kelly for his alleged sins of sexism only subjected him to more of this. Obama got voted in twice, America. Now you're going to have females in combat positions. They will be exploited when they are captured, and they will invariably be captured. Not because they'll be failures, but because that kind of thing just happens. Happens to the guys all the time. Then, where will we be? Then, will we look at this decision and say, what a disaster? Or will we look at this and say, okay, that was the feminist browbeating our armed services into a suicidal attack on combat effectiveness, which is in fact what it is. We will be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Right now, the Benghazi committee is talking to the soldiers, three of the five surviving secret soldiers that were the emergency backup at the Benghazi consulate. They made the movie called 13 Hours about. They're insisting that they were told to stand down during the September 11th, 2012 attack. The three that are there that are testifying are Chris Tonto Peronto, Mark Oz Geist, and John Tig Tegan in Miami last week. He was talking to, who was he talking to? Town Hall. He was talking to townhall.com. Each of them described in detail the emotional turmoil they endured as they watched the U.S. consulate become engulfed in flames. After they did that for 30 minutes, they decided to take things into their own hands, and they went operational, as they would say. Representative Adam Schiff, one of the Democratic members of the House's Benghazi Select Committee, has a problem with their narrative. He says the film chose to sensationalize the truth with the box office in mind. He said, if the film portrays them as having ordered a stand down, it's clearly at odds with the facts. The film portrays those who want to rescue people at a diplomatic facility as doing so in disregard of orders. That's also plainly at odds with the facts. It may make for good entertainment. It doesn't make for a well-informed public. If you want to know what's really wrong with the country, when you've got a politician who will look at guys like these fellows, and he's taking comfort in the fact that he thinks they won't do anything in the setting they're in, so he will say this kind of thing to their face or about them, that is indicative of what's wrong with the country today. That's all that it is. Peronto, Geist, and Tegan would be the first people to tell you that 13 Hours was not for anyone's entertainment. It's to present the proof. During the filming, Michael Bay asked the soldiers' input often because he wanted to make the film as accurate as possible. Soldiers told the town hall interviewer, who was this? Courtney O'Brien, that some of the suggestions even cost thousands of dollars, but Bay put it in there anyway. They had a very tense exchange with the CIA. It is very lucrative. It is very lucrative to get a job like that. And at the same time, when you get a job like that, that's one of those things where you weigh exactly how good it is, especially when you're looking at something where you're reverting back to what got you there in the first place, like watching an objective that's part of what you're there to protect burn. If you're watching that, the first thing you want to do is strap on and go. Pronto said during the sit-down interview that as they were watching that, you're just getting torn up on the inside. By the time we left, we figured we were just going to be cleaning up dead bodies. Yet you've got Democrats like Schiff and Elijah Cummings who said the film resorts to exaggeration, continuing to question their accounts. Now, there's some people like Gowdy who's out there trying to get to the bottom of why the State Department failed to act. As the committee enters their 20th month of the investigation, are we going to find the answers the families of our slain Americans are looking for? The fact that there is an elitist attitude out there that looks at people like Pronto, Geist, and Teagan as blunt objects that are out there trying to exaggerate things to make a movie is stunning. That is the height of arrogance. It bothers me on their behalf. It bothers me as a veteran, because there, for the grace of God, could have been me. If I had gotten out in the 1990s, if there had been as much military contracting, and I talked to Halliburton. I mean, I thought about it. I thought about taking it up. And my family didn't really want me to do that. But I would have done it. There was a point when I could have gone out there and been just like anybody else doing it. And that's the thing that I know how they feel. I can imagine what they were going through when all of this was going down. So that part of it, the part of it where, oh, Bill, how can you know? That part of it isn't what is important. What's important is you've got a couple of Democrats out there questioning their motive. You don't understand. For people that have never been in the military, you don't really understand how simple it is. When you're in the military, when you have, when you get into an operational position, when you're looking at going operational, prior to this, you will have had a set of parameters set in front of you saying, if this happens, do this. If this happens, do this. If all of that begins to unfold in front of you, you're getting ready to start executing things. It's not like you have to get out there and be this gigantic free thinker. Technique is pretty set as far as the way you approach somebody. Used to be that we used to angle our bodies at them, and they figured out, well, you know, a high-velocity rifle round hits you in one side of the rib cage, it gets to tear everything up along the way as it exits out the other side of you. Better to face them straight, squared up, because then it's just punching one hole in one spot. Macabre, I know, but that's the way it thinks. And, I mean, all of that technique and all the equipment and everything, that's just a natural evolution of what they found worked and didn't work as they tried to get better, faster, and more lethal. But it's an incredibly simple set of things to execute should the time come. And these guys are not out. They're looking out there. They're saying, this was my job and you wouldn't let me do it. That's it. That's all they're saying. That was my job. That was what I was supposed to protect right over there. And when push came to shove and I got ready to go, you told me to stop. And look what it cost. And that's all they're saying. Evidence bears them out. Because we got four dead Americans. We had two guys that were former SEALs on top of a building firing down with some crew-served weapons, which normally, if you've got a crew-served weapon and you're in a decent position and you can get some help, you know, relatively soon, you can hold your own because a crew-served is a very dangerous piece of hardware. But like all things, as things begin to move around you and everything, somebody's eventually going to get behind you and they're going to pop you. A fast response might have saved a couple of lives. The fact that they're out there fighting this and combating this and throwing dirt on these three guys. I took a look at them. They're young fellas. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for the fact that they felt like they were restricted, kept from doing their job. All that part is something that absolutely should never have happened in the first place. They shouldn't have even been there if they weren't going to let them execute their job. But we will see what the Democrats pull out on this. This is this committee that's been going on for 20 months. By now, you know, there's so many things like the video. We know it was a video that caused this. We know that. That should have been an indicator to everybody paying any attention whatsoever, no matter which side you're on, that they were lying. As soon as it was, because it was determined as soon as it happened by most of our intelligence gathering organizations out there, that this was a terrorist attack. This was a pre-coordinated, planned attack. The fact that they tried to cover up should have been sort of a red flag, and by now we should have had a very quick result out of this, but we don't because this is politics. Every time I read, you know, I really would like to have a gradual pulling back from the abyss, but when I hear about these smug, arrogant idiots wearing a suit that got elected by a bunch of idiots to represent them because they think they're great, I sort of lean the other way. I sort of say, forget the gradual. Do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.